Hey, gardeners, we have a great show for you tonight. Jackie Marie Beyer of the Organic Gardener Podcast is going to be with us tonight. That's coming up next, right here on the Vegetable Gardening Show.
Welcome to the Vegetable Gardening Podcast. Gardening advice so easy, you'll feel like you've been gardening your whole life. And now, here's your host, Mike Podlesny.
Coming to you from the Garden State Studios here in Burlington, New Jersey, this is the Vegetable Gardening Show. I am your host, Mike Podlesny. We have a great show for you. Jackie Marie Beyer is going to be with us. She is the host of a great podcast called the Organic Gardener Podcast. She's going to come on and share with us all the stories of some of the great guests she's interviewed on her show and some organic gardening tips from her 20-acre mini farm out there in Montana. So we're looking forward to that. If you're listening to this on the radio show or on the podcast, don't forget you can watch our video program, and that's over on our YouTube channel. You can find that one of two ways. You can go to averagepersongardening.com/YouTube, and that will redirect you over to our YouTube channel. Or you can go to YouTube directly and just search The Vegetable Gardening Show, and we come up first on the list. While you're there, though, be sure to click the subscribe button and the bell notifications so that you never miss an episode. We upload new episodes every Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday mornings. You can find me on all the social media sites, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, at Mike the Gardener. Send me your emails, mike@averagepersongardening.com. And come on over to our Facebook page with the other 256,000 gardening enthusiasts we have over there so you can share a lot of your gardening tips, tricks, ideas, and ask your questions. And you can find that by going to facebook.com/veggiegardening. Jackie Marie Beyer coming up right after this.
Go to the supermarket to buy vegetables. You can go to the super duper mega home supply store and buy seeds and try to grow your own vegetables. Or you can join the Seeds Club from Mike the Gardener Enterprises and have quality non-GMO heirloom variety vegetable, fruit, and or herb seeds delivered right to your mailbox at half the cost. As a subscriber, you receive 8 packs of seeds the first month and 4 packs every month thereafter. And each month you get a different mixture based on popular seed varieties and customer feedback. So each month is a welcome surprise as you are introduced to new and exciting gardening experiences. You also get access to thousands of other club members through the website and Facebook page that can help you with questions, concerns, and gardening problems. Mike the Gardener Enterprises is a signer of the Safe Seed Pledge from the Council for Responsible Genetics, so you know the food you grow from the seeds you receive will be safe and healthy for your family. So what are you waiting for? You even get a 30-day money-back guarantee. If you don't like the seeds for any reason, we will refund your money and you keep the seeds. It's as simple as that. So come check us out at www.averagepersongardening.com. Your garden will thank you.
The host of the Organic Gardener Podcast and has interviewed over 200 gardeners and food experts. Joining us today is Jackie Marie Beyer. Jackie, welcome to the Vegetable Gardening Show.
Well, thanks for having me, Michael. I'm so excited to be here.
Awesome. Yeah, I listen to your podcast. They're great. You do a great job with the interviews. So it's sort of like a reverse here now. I get to interview you. You get to be on the receiving end of it. So let's get started with your podcast. How did you get into it? What made you want to start a podcast and, you know, on organic gardening in general?
So it's kind of funny how I started. So I listened to John Lee Dumas from Entrepreneurs on Fire and listen to podcasts for long. And when I thought I was signing up for Webinar on Fire, and at our house, my husband's really the gardener, even though I've always wanted to work for Rodale's Organic Gardening Magazine. But he's really the gardener. So I thought he would do webinars teaching people how to garden. And somehow I ended up on the podcasting thing, and I join Podcasters Paradise, which I'm wearing my Podcasters Paradise t-shirt. I don't know if you can see it. And just like after a while of listening, I was like, well, all these people are interviewing gardeners. Maybe that would work. I could interview, because for one thing, my husband's really shy. Like, I still haven't gotten him to do an interview with me, although he is starting to let me videotape him down in the garden, and he'll be like, hey, this is what I'm going to do today. You should come down and do this. So we're getting there. And then it just kind of like developed from there. So that's how I got into podcasting. I love podcasting. I I live in Montana and we drive a lot. You spend a lot of time in your car. So I listen to a lot of podcasts.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was out in Montana. Oh, wow. Has it been 20 years? It was 20 years ago. We were on the western side of Montana. And yes, you guys have a lot of. I'm from New Jersey, as you know. And here, I mean, you can't go 5 feet without running into like 200 people. But out there in Montana, what I noticed is you just drive forever. And I remember talking to some locals in, oh gosh, what was the name of that town out there in Montana?
Did you go to Glacier Park?
Yes, absolutely gorgeous. So,
it's interesting. So I lived in New Jersey and I was Googling where's Burlingame, or is it Burlington? Burlington.
Yeah.
And I lived in New Brunswick and in Parsippany, so a little north. I grew up on Long Island, actually.
Oh, okay.
It's a funny thing. I read a book about Montana when I was a little girl and was like, I'm moving out there. And I moved to like 50 miles within where the story takes place. But I teach. I'm an elementary school teacher, and I actually teach on the other side of Glacier Park. We're like backed up right against it. So I actually go through the park every weekend.
Oh, wow.
On the bottom side. You can't – going to the Sun Road is covered in ice right now.
Yeah, well, yeah, that I'll tell you what, we were up there. We did the hike up this mountain, and I'm trying to remember because it was so many years ago. And when we got there, describing it wouldn't do it any justice. So I always tell people, like when I show them the pictures, you have to go there because it is absolutely just unbelievable.
And come now because the glaciers are melting.
Yes, and we were in there. When were we there? July. We were in there in July that year, 1998, and it was just absolutely incredible. So I am jealous about that. Yes, where you were in New Brunswick is a little bit, it's about 45 minutes north of me, so I know exactly what you're talking about. So you do this podcast on gardening, so let me kind of take it a step even before that, because I would imagine, yeah, you have to actually garden if you want to do a garden podcast. I guess you don't really have to.
Well, my husband's been gardening at our house for like 40 years. So that's what kind of makes my podcast unique, because like I'm the beginner, kind of like my audience. And he's the expert because he's been doing it. And I watch him. And then the people I talk to, I kind of take what they're talking about and what he does. And I don't know, that kind of like, and I'm really curious. So that kind of helps.
Yeah, no, actually, that's actually a good way of doing that, because you're speaking with the guests you interview. You know, obviously, you're getting their tips, you're going back and using them, and then coming back to your audience and telling them, hey, I did this. This really works. These guys aren't kidding you. That sort of thing. So that really works out. So your husband's been gardening for 40 years. Is he also from New Jersey or Long Island area?
No, he was born in Colorado, but he grew up on a 1,200-acre ranch pretty much here, and we have the last 20 acres of it. He moved here when he was like, I think, in fifth grade.
Oh, okay.
Fifth or sixth grade, right around there. Okay. In this, so he's 15 years older than I am. So it was like the late 60s, early 70s.
Oh, okay.
Maybe even earlier than that.
Okay, so you're on quite a bit of land out there.
Yeah, we have 20 acres.
Oh, wow.
And so he built what I call the mini farm a couple of years ago. We had to like dig a well. We've done the whole thing. Like the first 6 years we were married, we didn't even have running water.
Oh,
and then we dug a well, a shallow well. And then a couple of years ago, we bit the bullet and it's 560 feet deep.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you guys really, you're taking it to a whole nother level. So on the 20 acres, how much would you say you kind of dedicate towards farming or gardening?
Only like the mini farm's like a third of an acre, maybe at the most a quarter of an acre to a third of an acre. And then we started out with like a 4x8 bed or two, and he would build like these little tents, I call them, kind of on top of it out of like chicken wire with like the ends were permanent and then these two flats would like lift off, and because we have lots of deer, obviously. Right. And then eventually he's built more fence and more fence. And so we have like 260 feet off of each end of our house. And then the mini farm is its own little section.
Oh, okay. Now, do you guys just do just the gardening end of it? Or are you also, do you have chickens, love the livestock or anything?
We have chickens. We tried sheep a couple of years back and something got them. That was really sad. It was really tough. We definitely have like mountain lions. You don't see many bears, but we are definitely in the woods.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
And so dealing with livestock, we haven't figured out. I mean, I have neighbors that have sheep, and different animals but just, I don't know.
Oh, okay. All right. So as somebody who you're talking about, you're new to gardening, even though your husband's been doing it for 40 years, when you talk to the guests, what were some of the tips that you've received over the 200 experts that you've interviewed that you might kind of just sticks out in your mind as like one or two tips that that really have helped you?
I mean, definitely the biggest theme on my podcast has been building healthy soil. It all starts with your soil, you know, so composting, adding. And I always tell people we have the chickens for the manure. The eggs are just the cherry on top. I mean, they're really here. And that was kind of why we got the sheep, was for sheep manure. So we would have more for the mini farm, because finding good quality soil is the toughest thing. And one of the people I interviewed, Peggy Jean, who worked at a local nursery, talked about the one big thing you have to find when you're, and so another big tip is mulching, putting straw down on top of. And so since we've lived with limited water, and a lot of my listeners are in California where they're dealing with drought situations, so that really relates to them. Mulching will really help reduce, you know, your water erosion. It keeps the water, it keeps the soil moist, and then getting manure or compost or something. But the big thing she talked about was getting weed manure from cows that have eaten weed-free, or wait, no, it can't be weed-free hay. This is where I always get confused, because weed-free sounds like, you know, it's free of chemicals, but it's not. If it's weed-free, it's got the chemicals on it. And she said she's had so many people in our area come and they got manure from someone that was feeding their cows this weed-free hay. That means their cows are eating chemicals and their gardens were just destroyed. And I also talked to a woman, Jacqueline Freeman, who does natural treatment-free beekeeping in Washington. And she said they had the same experience at their place, and just so many people. So those are the big tips, like healthy soil, you know, keeping your own compost, getting chickens if you can, and finding sources of manure or something that are going to go in your soil that are healthy. And I've also talked to, so another guest was Russ Medge, who is down in Utah, who has a business called Simply Trees, and he teaches people fruit tree pruning. But he says the biggest thing to having healthy fruit trees is also the soil, like healthy, definitely any kind of organic. Because the two things my listeners say their biggest challenges are is one is time and the other one is pests. And the best way to reduce pests, besides bringing in, like, you know, beneficial insects and having, you know, plants that are going to encourage pollinators, is having healthy soil, having healthy vegetables, keeping your garden clean. A lot of people complain their biggest, because one of the questions I ask is there's something that you have to kind of force yourself to go do in the garden, something you don't really like. And a lot of my guests will say they don't like the cleanup in the fall, or they don't like the cleanup, but keeping that, you know, a lot of things that they deal with is like mildew and stuff. So you want to keep your plants, the bottom of your plants, clean, your soil, stuff off the soil. So those are some of the biggest tips that people have talked about.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you mentioned the weed-free hay, and I had Joe Lample on the show a few times, but he actually is the one who told me about it. He had a story exactly what you said was he was feeding grabbed this straw, didn't realize it was treated with a chemical because they were trying to keep the weeds out, like you said, and then that just passes right through into the hay, and it destroyed his garden. He literally had these raised beds that he had to pull all the soil out of and redo it, because that's kind of his livelihood, is he has a show and whatnot, so he needs these gardens, and he was just devastated. But it's a really interesting story, and I'm kind of glad that you confirmed that and you had other guests tell you that. And you are right about the soil. The soil is a number one key component. I know, I'm sure you get the questions like I do, like what is the first thing I should do if I'm a brand new gardener? And I always tell them, you know, get your soil tested if you're fortunate enough to be in an area where you could actually get soil testing. But even if you don't, you need quality compost to at least, you know, build that up. So that seems to confirm a lot of things you talk about.
One of the things I always tell people, like, so even though I'm not necessarily the gardener and I don't like to do a lot of the gardening stuff as much, the compost thing is something that I've always been really successful with. It's really easy. Like, I used to tell people I had a brown thumb. Like, now that I've had my podcast, I'm growing a lot more stuff and I've learned a lot and I'm more interested in it for sure. But composting is a lot easier than people think. And like I always tell people, one of my favorite anniversary presents, Mike's built me for our 14th anniversary, a compost pile right outside of our kitchen. Like to me, convenience is the second key. Deep beds that you can sit on. Like when Mike first, he started building these deep beds that I could sit on and I could weed and I could harvest sitting instead of having to be bending over. That's my other big tip. Deep beds are great, not only because they let you control your soil and they, you know, the plants like them, the roots go down deep. It's so much easier. You can, put your companion planting and pack your beds in. But to me, convenience is another key, making it easy. I like to have, like, I really want a kitchen garden, something where I can grow salad right outside my kitchen. Like, our one garden beds are basically down kind of, it's a little hill, but like when you're cooking dinner and you just want to grab a radish, you know, you're just not going to maybe go do it. That radish isn't going to get on your salad that day. And then it goes to waste, which is a shame. And then the mini farm is like, it's not really far, but so to me, convenient. Like I want just a kitchen garden for salads right outside, but that compost pile, and it's easy. You just walk outside, you turn it really quickly. Like compost is not complicated. And I always laugh because like when I very first went to college, like I grew up with like a milk container on my kitchen counter for my mom. And just like I remember when I first went to college, I put that the milk carton on the, and we're in Brooklyn. Like I went to school in Brooklyn. Like I still can't figure out what did I do with it? Did I take it home to my mom's? Like, I can't remember, but I remember my roommates being like, what is that thing? And like, I don't know, just saving compost. I take like my classroom, I make the kids save the compost and I take it home on the weekends. Cause I'm like, you're not throwing that out. That's like gold. We spend a fortune every year. Mike's always like, let's buy some good dirt, you know, buying dirt. Finding dirt is key, and it's expensive. It can be expensive.
Yeah, the composting is another big tip I try to tell everybody, and I get the guests on, like I'm sure you do, where just keep it going. There's a really good tutorial out there on YouTube, and gosh, for the life of me, I can't remember who the guy is, but he has like this stage system set up where, you know, stage one is like all the brand new stuff you're throwing in, and then he turns it over, and then as it starts breaking down, he moves it to the next box, and it's pretty good. I'm not doing it any justice by explaining it, so I recommend people. If I can find it on YouTube, I'll link to it in the notes. But anyway, so that's out there, and I agree with that. I want to talk a little bit more about your podcast, because you've interviewed over 200 people. Some of the people on your list that I've seen are same people that I've interviewed, so I know how fun that is when you start talking to other people who share that same passion. Over the time you've been doing this and you've been interviewing the guests, what are some of your favorite guests that you've talked to that, you're like, oh, I can't even believe they came on my show? Because for me, it was I've had Joel Saladin on and P. Allen Smith and these guys, and I'm thinking, you know, wow, they're really down-to-earth, nice guys. So I can imagine, you know.
Right?
Yeah.
And John Lee Dumas, who runs my podcasting show, I met him, and he's really down-to-earth. But as far as gardeners, well, I don't know. It's hard. Like Jean-Martin Fortier was a big one. Like I spilled my coffee on my computer like 2 minutes before it was supposed to start. I couldn't believe it. I was so nervous. He was great. And he has so many like awesome tips. And then I'm actually going to interview Joe Lampall and Francis Moore LePay from Diet for a Small Planet. And I just interviewed Paul Keita from Rodale's, who just wrote a book called A Man, A Pan, and a Plan. Just last Thursday, I think, or something. So I haven't even aired that one yet. And then Aaron Bazinkian from Floret Farm was great. I've had some awesome interviews with people in Australia.
Oh, wow.
John Moore, who has the Organic World News. And he's the one who first taught me about the no dig, no tilling. Like I had never heard of that. I was like, what did you just say no dig? And he was like one of my first interviews. So like, it was at the very end. I'm like, wait, what? Cause I was so nervous, like watching the garage band and everything going and making sure that we were still connected and stuff. I was like, huh? And then also, this woman, Kim Romerill, who talked about cruelty free living was a great interview. So those are just some of my favorites.
Yeah. Well, I know it's like picking a favorite child. I get it. Cause you interview so many people and you're going to love Joe. Joe is awesome too. He's been on our
I love his show.
Yeah.
So we watch it every Saturday morning and I just think he's great.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, he's been on the 4 times. I think he's been on my show. And
oh my goodness.
Every time you learn something new, I like talking to him more about the first time I interviewed him, it was more about gardening, like, you know, what do you do in your garden? And then as I got to know him, it became more of like, all right, tell me what's going on behind the scenes of growing a greener world. And he opens up a lot about that. I mean, I can't give away the trade secrets, but he'll tell you, you know, how it works, and which is really cool. That's so just tell him Mike said hi. He'll know. So
okay.
But
well, yeah. I'm just tickled to be here on your show.
Oh, well, thank you.
So
I appreciate that. You know, I guess maybe you do too. I sometimes just take it for granted what I do because I just enjoy it. And I've had a couple people tell me, "Oh my God, I can't believe you know, I'm on your show." And I'm like, "Really?" I'm like, you know, it's just. I don't know. I just love what I do, and I love doing this. So I completely understand. I'm looking at the clock, Jackie. We're just about winding down, and that must have been the fastest 20 minutes in all of podcasting and video casting and whatnot. But how can our audience find you online, find your podcast, and learn more about you?
So my website's just organicgardenerpodcast.com. And then I also just want to quickly, so over Christmas break, like I said, I was a teacher. My husband and I developed a course together called freegardencourse.com. So you can just go there and it links to the course. And, you know, we're all about teaching people. I mean, I'm an educator, and just to us, the biggest thing is the more people out there that are growing without chemicals and are learning these different natural steps and techniques, the better. So we just developed this course, and we're always happy to talk to people. We have a great Facebook group called Organic Gardener Podcast Facebook group. So it's just Organic Gardener Podcast. You just got to have that podcast part on the end of there, organicgardenerpodcast.com. And Mike and I are always happy to, he's getting a lot better. Like I said, he's really shy, but he's on the pulse and will help. So.
Awesome. To our audience out there, we are going to link to the podcast, Jackie's website, the Facebook page. We'll get you some information about the course. I did have that on my list of questions to ask. I didn't get to that. So we'll put some more information in the show notes for our audience there. So go out, check out the course, learn everything that Jackie knows. She knows what she's talking about. And by all means, go listen to her podcast. It is awesome. You're going to love her guests.
Aww.
Jackie, thank you so much for coming on today and sharing your wisdom and all the great information and behind-the-scenes stories. I really did appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here again, like I said.
Well, that's all the time we have for tonight. If you got something from this episode, click that like button below. Also, leave in the comments. Let me know if you listen to the Organic Gardener podcast and some of the tips that you've learned from Jackie. I'd love to hear what you're doing. For the Vegetable Gardening Show, I'm Mike Podlesny.